the turtle nest is there, and if it bothers them, they can shut it off. And this is this tentatively. It looks like I would like to get two of them done, E and I, and it would come out to about $72,142. Our in-kind right at this present time, and it could change, because there's nothing permanent yet, is like $24,487.
Only half of that has to be cash, right?
Right.
The other half can be our work to do it.
Right. She's still figuring out which way would be the best way for the town to do that.
Could I ask either you or Mr. Batson why the pavers, why not a Hatteras entrance like we have for our cars?
They use glass, Robert.
The reason he was talking about asphalt is just because of maintenance primarily. So we're allowed to pave up to the 60-foot camera setback on each beach access if we like. From that 60-foot setback towards the ocean, it has to be something pervious, such as pervious pavers. It could be gravel parking lot, or it could possibly be Hatteras ramp. I think the cost would be prohibitive on a Hatteras ramp versus the turf stone or gravel. That's why Tony is
looking at that. Well, I think the cars steering when they pull in and out would also damage the Hatteras ramp.
Yeah. Also, and one of the reasons for that, which we were talking about relining all the entrances, this is the best way. That with this estimate, they're going to line them all up with white painted lines. So there'll be a distinct place for people to park, mm-hmm. handicapped to park. It's not where somebody decides to park and block up the entire. Mm-hmm. So that was another important factor for handicap.
Is that going to add spaces, Tony? Because it's kind of free
for all. Some might add spaces. We're not sure yet how many spaces we might be able to add. We were looking at to add something in the middle, but even the asphalt man said it's going to be tight to add something in that middle. So, but having straight-on parking marked would be a big asset, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm.
Tony, this is just the access on E. This is not putting macadam down E, down the...
No, it's from the roadway to our entrance.
Okay.
You know, because some part of that roadway is really deteriorated.
Okay.
That's what they said.
Understood.
And it's all up in the air. I mean, she's putting this in. It's not the permanent one yet. It's just to see how they feel about it. And then then we can start really crunching numbers, and they might not give us I and E. I would like to have I and E. Mm-hmm. I mean, $72,000 to have all that work done, that is pretty reasonable.
Arlen, you got somewhere in a budget you can come up with our part?
11.4.
Well, we didn't really
contingents.
That would be in next year's budget.
Yeah, okay.
That potentially would be contingency at this point.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's not saying by the time it goes in, we're not going to do anything this summer anyway.
Right. Yeah.
If we do anything, it's going to be September, October, or whatever.
Right. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks.
Well, may I ask one last question, Tony?
Sure.
How do people know that there are handicap wheelchairs available for the beach?
Well, it should be on our website.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, if somebody drives up to the beach that doesn't carry their computer in the car or an iPad or anything, how would they know that that's available?
We don't per se advertise anything like that with a sign.
Right. Okay, I wanted to give you a heads up because the Island Women have been working with the town of Carolina Beach to put a sign with, you know, where you have handicap parking, to put a sign with the handicap parking sign to tell them that I don't know what the wording is because I haven't seen the sign, but to tell them either where they are or who they can call to get one, and they might be coming to you to talk about that. I just wanted you to know before they call.
But I would say 95% of people today, they're all on the internet.
Yep.
And you know, we just revised our parking for the town of Kerry Beach. We just added more stuff. We put the lifeguards in that area, so when you go to our website, you can hit it and you can find out the handicap, how many spaces, and that's an ongoing thing because things change and we add and take away.
Tony, how many handicap spaces do we have? Just generally.
I didn't break it down.
Did you say 30?
Oh, yeah. We're way above.
Okay. The only point I'm trying, and how many chairs do we have?
We have 5 chairs.
Okay.
But they could only go on where we have ramps, right? I mean,
they don't
there no need to have a sign like that where you have the stairs.
Right. The two emergency entrances, they can use that, and the ones that we have ramps go to beach side.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there supposed to be a vote?
Nope. No, he's got to do some paperwork.
We need to consensus.
Oh, is this going to let council know that
I do want you to authorize the pre-grant application.
Make a motion to approve moving forward on the grant application process for EI.
Can I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
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 Thank you, Connie. Stormwater and Environmental Committee. Do I have anything? Okay, discussion and consideration of department head business. Arlen, you're up.
What I wanted to do was go through the highlights of our 2015 proposed budget. Just want to go through some real general information to start with, and that's just to let you know that it complies with North Carolina state statutes, that 159.11, also sections of the applicable sections of the Local Government Budget Fiscal Control Act. And I think as we heard earlier, as required by another general law statute, a public hearing is required for adoption of the budget, and that is scheduled for Thursday, June 5th at 6:30. Once this budget proposal is accepted, I'm assuming it'll be accepted by council, it'll then be available for public inspection. We'll do that by having the information on the town website, and then there's also a hard copy available here at Town Hall. And just one last thing is that a balanced budget, or if you can't get a balanced budget, an interim budget must be adopted before July 1st. The budget proposal really has 3 components, which I'll quickly go through, which are part of the council packets that were sent out, the budget message, which summarizes the budget, provides highlights and significant changes, the draft budget ordinance, which shows the budgeted revenues and expenditures by fund, and then some other information required by statute, and then finally the draft fee schedule, which is the listing of all the fees and the charges by the town for the services that are offered. This actually I just wanted to go over quickly. I know council has seen this before since it's their goals, but for the goals that were established at the January retreat, town council retreat. And that's to complete the existing litigation on the oceanfront park, develop a long-term plan for funding beach nourishment, review opportunities for dune infiltration systems, maintain the current tax rate, determine the storage and office space needs for town departments, and investigate the live-in program for the fire department. So all these things were considered as the 2015 budget was developed. As we stand right now, the budget is balanced, and the total budget for the town is a little over $5.9 million. That's comprised of the 7 funds that you see listed there, the general fund being the largest at almost $3.8 million, water and sewer at $1.6 million, stormwater fund $287,000, beach protection $110,000, outbill $62,000, except forfeiture $50,000, and the sewer expansion reserve fund at $22,600. And each one of these I'll go into a little more detail, but that kind of gives the summary. And again, the key piece of information is the budget for each fund is balanced. I'll start with the general fund. Something that everybody likes to hear, there's no change to the tax rate. It'll stay at 26.15 cents. No increase in general fund fees. No increase in the number of full-time personnel for the town. The budget does include a 1.5% cost of living adjustment and a 3.5% merit increase pool. The general fund includes capital expenditures of $79,000, a transfer of $110,000 to the beach protection fund, a contingency fund of $180,000. And I just also like to highlight that overall the budget is almost a little more than 4.5% less than last year's budget. Again, a lot of these I'll cover in a little more detail, but that kind of is the highlights for the general fund. This actually shows the components of the budgeted general fund revenue. And really, if we just look at the top three components, they make up 83% of the town revenue, with property taxes being the largest at 55%, then our sales tax revenue that we receive, and then garbage and recycling fees. So those three components are just about $3.2 million out of the entire budget. In regards to property taxes, it's estimated at a little over $2.1 million. In revenue, that's both current year tax collections and prior years. And it's actually based on an estimated tax base that we get from the New Hanover County Tax Department of just about $813 million. And we use a collection rate of 98.75%, and that's kind of historic rate. What I wanted to show here just quickly is just how the 2015 budget compares to the actual results from 2013 and what I've estimated for 2014 since the year is not complete at this point. And what this really shows is, I guess, consistency. There's a few ups and downs in a couple things, but for the most part, property taxes, sales tax, franchise taxes, TDA, a lot of those things are fairly consistent from year to year. The biggest difference is in our other revenue, and in 2013, which is the blue column, that was really the result of asset forfeiture receipts that we received. At that point, we were included under the general fund. We have since broken up that into a separate fund. And for 2014, there's all that's a little bit larger at this point in time, the current year, because of a transfer from the water and sewer fund to the general fund related to the ocean fund part. And then other financing kind of is up and down a little bit based on the amount of capital projects that we have that require financing. This chart actually shows the expense budget for the general fund, broken down by department or function. Here, if you look at the top five departments, which are the police department, public works, administration and finance, fire department, and then debt service. Those five departments are about 78% of the expenditures for the fund, which is just a little bit less than $3 million. I just want to highlight a couple things in regard to the expense budget. As I previously noted, it includes a 3.5% merit pool increase pool and a 1.5% cost of living adjustment for employees. Those adjustments will also carry forward to some of the other funds that we talked about, the water and sewer fund and the stormwater fund. I just wanted to mention that as part of the actual town council, or on here it's listed as governing body budget, there is also some funding to outside agencies. We have a process that they submit applications looking for funding. The amounts that were approved by council for the 2015 were Pleasure Island Chamber Commerce Concert Series, the Cary Beach Christmas Show, the Katie B. Hines Senior Center, the Friends of Fort Fisher, the Island of Lights, the Health Center of Federal Point, and the Federal Point Historic Preservation Society. And also included in the governing body budget is also funds for maintenance dredging for the Carolina Beach Inlet, the portion that we've been requesting to contribute for 2015. Also, just want to highlight debt service. That's the existing loans within the general fund, and that includes things like the oceanfront park, some town hall renovations that were done a number of years ago, the improvement project that was done downtown, and also some vehicles and equipment. Earlier on in the highlights, I mentioned that capital expenditures, $79,000 of capital expenditures, and that's $15,000 in the fire department for replacement of equipment, and then $64,000 in the police department for replacement of two police vehicles. One other thing to note is within the fire department budget, one of council's goals that I mentioned was to investigate the live-in program for the fire department. Just briefly, I mean, that my understanding of the program is that the town will pay the housing costs for several volunteer firefighters, and they in return will perform station duty. The program is not approved at this point, still needs further investigation and discussion with council. But as a, I guess, a placeholder, I guess, there is $15,000 included in the fire department budget in the event that the program is implemented. Also, administration and finance budget has come down a bit due to the transfer of personnel costs related to parks and recreation. We had a full-time and part-time person included in administration and finance. But we're doing parks and rec responsibilities that are not included in the parks and rec budget. I also mentioned the $110,000 transfer to the Beach Protection Fund. That fund was established in this current fiscal year, 2014, as a way to start to save some funds for beach nourishment, but also for any other beach-related needs. The budget also has a contingency of $180,725. That's the maximum allowable by state statute, which is 5% of the budget. And I'd also just like to highlight that the actual operating portion of the budget has only increased by 2%. So in regard to the fiscal year 15 expense, budgeted expenses in comparison to other years, fiscal year 13 and estimated for 14. Again, kind of see somewhat consistency. There is fluctuation in things like the police department, streets and sanitation when it comes to the amount of capital expenditures in any given year. We also see legal expenses were a little bit higher in 2013 and 14 based upon the oceanfront park issues. And fire department has increased this current year and projected for 2015, and that was primarily related to an increase in personnel in 2014. And transfer to other funds in 2013, that's when we established a separate asset forfeiture fund. So those funds were moved from the general fund to the separate asset forfeiture fund. So that's why that looks out of line also. So that briefly is the general fund. I'm not sure if anyone has any questions regarding the general fund.
Right. I have one question, Arlen. And for some reason, I'm drawing a blank. We had about a 10% growth year to year in debt service. Do you recall what drove that?
Part of it is just, well, this year we did add, for 2014, we added about $150,000 of new loans related to the downtown project and police vehicle.
The downtown and the vehicles.
Right.
Got it.
So that's what's increasing. But it's also our budget is down.
So that's
skews
the
percentage.
Yeah. Thanks. Got it. Good recall.
Next, I'll move on to the water and sewer fund and kind of go through the highlights of that. Then, one of the most important things for everybody, no changes to existing rates and fees. The budget does include about $92,000 for potential infrastructure projects. There is debt service in this fund totaling about $100,000. And this fund also overall has decreased in relation to the current year original budget by a little more than 3%. So if we look at the revenue, in the largest components, as we would expect, are water and sewer charges, and they make up about 96% of the revenue for the fund. The remaining amounts are tap and connection fees. A lot of that's based tap and connection based on building activity. And there's also other financing included of $35,000. That would be a loan for some equipment that needs to be purchased in the upcoming year. This, again, kind of give for more of a point of comparison to show fiscal year 15 in relation to the past 2 years. And again, the most significant charges you see very consistent with water and sewer. Tap and connection is going to vary based on building activity. The big difference is other revenue, and that was significantly higher in 2014, which is the red, due to a refund that we got from Carolina Beach of just about $400,000. And in 2013, we had a loan from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act that was, once the project was complete, we got 50% loan forgiveness, so that actually counted as revenue to the fund. So that's why those two are much higher than 2015. This actually is the expense budget for water and sewer, and broken down into the four departments, I guess we would have. Council portion, legal, administration, and finance, and operations, which as we expect, the operations is the largest percentage at 75%. And this shows those in comparison over the last 2 years. And again, consistency, the biggest changes in transfers, where as I mentioned previously, we transferred $160,000 from the Water and Sewer Fund to the General Fund this current year that we're in right now. So that is kind of the highlights from the Water and Sewer Fund. I'm not sure if anyone has any questions regarding that.
Nancy, do you have a question?
No.
Okay.
I'll move on to the Stormwater Fund. Kind of run through the highlights of those. Again, importantly, no proposed changes to existing rates. There's about almost 51,000 for potential infrastructure projects. This fund has debt service of about 80,000 per year. In this fund, actually, the budget has increased over last year about a little over 16.5%. If we look at the revenue for the fund, the bulk of that is the monthly stormwater fees that everybody pays. We also have a stormwater building fee that's paid on new construction, small amount of interest income, and then this fund also has other financing, so the installment loan for the purchase of equipment. This shows the revenue in comparison to the past 2 years, and again, very consistent on stormwater fees, stormwater building fees, and it's something based on building activity. And the only other difference is for 2015, we are anticipating a bit more than $35,000. This shows the components of the expense budget, with 42% being operations, 28% being debt service, and 30% being capital outlay. It's going to be the equipment purchase and then also a potential infrastructure project. And this compares to the past 2 years, the expenses. And the biggest change that you see there in operations is that in this current fiscal year, 2014, we moved one employee from the general fund to the stormwater fund based on the volume of stormwater work that's performed. So that's why we see that increase with the red bar in operations. And then there's an additional slight increase in budget for 2015. And I believe we have some additional engineering fees accommodate one of the council goals on the infiltration system. Mm-hmm. And the capital outlay again to vary by year, but 2015 has the two components that we previously spoke about. That brings us to the last page with the remaining four funds, the smaller funds. Beach protection, as I said, was first established in this current fiscal year, and it's really for, you know, to save for beach nourishment, but also if there needs to be repairs done to beach accesses or any kind of due maintenance or plannings, anything beach related. And currently we're funding that with a transfer from the general fund. This current year we transferred $96,000, budgeting to transfer $110,000 in the upcoming fiscal year. One thing we do need to do is try to find additional funding mechanism for this beach protection fund rather than just transfer from the general fund. Does anybody have any questions on the beach protection fund? Power bill fund is actually money we receive from the Department of Transportation. There's a whole formula that they do that allocates funds from the gasoline tax to municipalities. Our estimated share on that is what I estimated will be about $62,000 with another $30 in interest income.
Arlen? When Tony was talking earlier about the accesses and the $72,000 he mentioned in the grant and application and everything, could our part of that come out of PAL bill?
No.
At all? None of it at all?
Because it has to do with parking. Anything related to parking, we cannot count on the PAL bill. Federal Asset Forfeiture Fund, that's restricted use funds. It's money that the, as needed basis, the police department has participated in federal agencies and some investigations. Based upon the outcome of those, funds may be received. And those funds can only be used for police-related activities outside of the normal operating budget. So for fiscal year, 2015, I'm not really projecting that we're going to get any new receipts in, but the police department may be using up to about $50,000 out of the existing fund balance. And then the last one is the sewer expansion reserve fund. That's for the implies future expansion, construction, repairs to the sewer system. That's currently funded by a user fee on new construction of $2,500. So what I'm estimating there is about $22,500 in user fees with the balance of $140 in interest income that they receive on the fund. On the fund balance. So I don't know if anyone have any questions on any of those four funds. Then I guess in summary, I'd just like to say that, you know, I think there's been a thorough review of expenditures, and I think the estimates of revenue, I've tried to keep them very conservative. I think that what this budget does, it does support, you know, the goals that the council established, and I think it also reflects the service priorities that the council has for the town, and also is responsive to the town's needs. And I'd just like to thank everybody that participated in developing this budget, all the department heads and many different town employees and council for their involvement in the whole process. So I guess with that, I'll just, if there's any questions on any part of the process or any part of the budget, I'm glad.
We certainly appreciate your input, Norley.
Excellent job.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Great.
Need a motion to...
Need what?
On your agenda, if you need to make a motion to accept the proposed budget and authorize the clerk.
Oh,
make it on the agenda.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Make a motion to accept the proposed budget and to announce a public hearing for
June 5th
for presentation to the public at 6 p.m.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Nancy, we're going to take a 5-minute break.
Yes. Thank you.
coffee. We're still under discussion and consideration of department heads, and Ms. Ava, you're up.
Thank you. Before I get started, I just want to let you know that the installation of the sidewalk on K Avenue is complete.
Yeah, I knew that.
Good job.
I don't know how, because you never called me about it.
That's right.
The DOT will be here this Thursday for the final walkthrough in the morning, so if you haven't seen it, let them know. We had some concerns from property owners about stormwater drainage with that. I'm happy to report we had a real test run last Thursday and all the property owners reported that they had absolutely no problems with drainage whatsoever.
So excellent.
All property owners are happy. I'd like to recognize Tony for the office and the SLAP committee. This was actually one of their projects from 2006. Is that how long it's taken us to get this through? It was one of 7 or 8 or 12 projects with DOT that all came in at one time.
Yeah.
And I think this is the last one on that list.
The next thing we're going to do is try to improve the park now, the park again, talk about an entrance, and have additional parking there.
Nancy, I think you should call Chuck and let him walk over it and make sure.
In your packets, you have some information about computers. Council had asked about having computers up on your desk. 6500 is the quote. The IT person is looking at the laptops at each station up there, network laptops, so that you can access your Zoom packets electronically or email or whatever. While you're there, I do have it built into the fiscal year 14-15 proposed budget. If you want to see it, I will need some money transferred.
I think we'd wait for the budget.
Wait for the budget.
We've transferred plenty of money this year.
Yeah.
It's only two more meetings, right?
So, do you want to make a decision that you definitely want it starting July 1st, or are you going to approve it?
I think the little notebooks are fine. I don't really think we need computers, but. I'm not speaking for the rest of the council.
Yes, I think it should be wired up here. I think we should talk whether it's laptops or tablets for the commissioners, but I think we need to be wired up here and be able to see what the agenda is versus, I mean, if you come look over the podium, you'll see papers strewn all over the place.
I like it like this.
Yeah, I like to be able to look up stuff. My smartphone is not quite as big as it used to be.
Well, and I talked to you a few times about the iPads, but I think some of you wanted
a bigger,
which is actually
cheaper. We wanted a cheaper option, not necessarily bigger. At least an expensive option.
Well, this would be less expensive other than having the monthly service on the iPads.
Correct.
But as we found out tonight, my phone here is still not reliable. It's supposed to have been, and I spent 5 months with our IT person, so I'll be calling them.
Nancy, would this be strictly for up here? We're not talking about ones that we would carry around with us, because some of us are already doing that, and I wouldn't want to have to carry around two of them.
No, I mean, it would be up to you. It would be a laptop. If you want to take it with you, you can. Would you have to remember to bring it back?
Yeah.
And that's what, otherwise, it would be set up in here all the time if you need to come in a week or some other time of work.
Okay, good. Thank you.
So, what was the decision?
We'll wait till the new budget.
And then I'll bring it back
again? I think we want the capability up here. You can flesh out how to do it, but don't do it until next year's budget's approved.
Okay. So that's consensus?
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that
will
be the first run. That's going to be purchasing it, or is that just flushing it out? No, they'll be purchasing 5 laptops.
Okay.
or used by commissioners at home, yes, that's fine.
Well, I mean, I don't need one, but since I got that one in there, I'm going to plug it and bring it in here.
We need a line in here.
I will drop it.
That is the unplugging and then the evacuation.
Okay, okay.
Department head evaluations, it's that time again. With budget and July 1st. Budget, so traditionally each liaison has prepared the evaluation for that particular department head, and then there's a closed session evaluation with all council and the department head, and any comments added to the evaluation. So you need to schedule a time to do this, I would say about half an hour for each department head, so it's probably so it's about 2.5 hours. I put some dates on here, as I said, you have the public hearing on the budget on the 5th at 6:30. I don't know if you want to start before that. And you can continue with afterwards if you can get anything done, or if you want to have a separate.
When are you going to put the when are you going to put the paper? When are you going to get that? Through the day, huh?
Soon.
Okay.
Didn't we agree on the PNC public hearing at 6 o'clock?
At 6 o'clock on June 17th.
So these would have to start at least at 3:30?
If we did them all.
Yes, if you want to do it
before that. Are you talking on the 17th or the 5th? Could everyone be ready by the 5th?
On what day, the 17th?
I was asking if everyone could be ready the 5th.
I can't do it on the 5th.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
I can get here by 6, but I can't.
Okay, that's fine. The 17th, can people start early on the 17th? Like 4? Or 3:30 you said, right?
Yes, 3:30.
You had your calendar out?
Yep.
The 17th, can you do 3:30?
I'm in.
3:30. Make a motion, we do it. We start at 3:30 on June 17th with department head.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
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 Okay, Nancy.
Can you send that out as a schedule?
Yes.
Thank you.
And you have your packet on Department of Business. We received 4 requests for proposals from attorneys to serve as our part-time legal representative for our planning and zoning and board of adjustment, and as needed basis, if for some reason the town attorney is not available. I've given you a chart in there just with some highlights. Experience and
was the chart at the beginning or end? Because I didn't see the chart. I went through all
the chart right after my window.
Right after your
window.
Right
before
the proposal. Cool. That would have been very helpful.
And I'm asking how you want to proceed. Two of the attorneys are not local. One is in Rocky Mountain, but one is property in town, and we schedule around the meetings for planning and zoning and adjustment. The other one is, I think, Henderson, and drive back and forth. The other two are local, and town attorney has reviewed them. So I don't know if you want to review all of them, or if you want to choose certain ones, or if you want the town attorney to make a recommendation. So that's the one that you
see. What do y'all want to do? Do you interview them? Or is it Andy? I'll tell you his biggest choice.
Plus, I don't want to put the town attorney on the spot in a public meeting to comment on his peers. But I think, and I don't want to interrupt the flow of the meeting, but can we discuss this at the closed meeting with the department heads, or do we have a closed one tonight? I don't think it's appropriate for an attorney to comment on his peers in a public meeting. Yeah.
Can we review these, and then on when we come here at 3:30 between the evaluations?
Are you guys okay with that?
Session.
Yeah, on June 17th,
mm-hmm.
I give us time to look at it.
On June 17th, not on the
5th. Before we do it? As part of the department head process?
Yes.
Is that good with you, Nancy?
Okay, so on the special meeting on the 17th at 3:30, that will be for department head evaluations to discuss the proposals for part-time meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
So
yes.
That's consensus.
You know?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
Building department, John.
couple of things real quick. Just want to let y'all know something that's going on right now. We've got a new house on Fort Fisher Boulevard that is nearing completion. The address is 502 on Fort Fisher Boulevard. About a month and a half ago, I was on by the property where they're doing the construction and noticed the placement of the front steps. And noted to the contractor that I believe that they were encroaching upon a drainage easement that the town held along Fort Fisher Boulevard. Told the contractor to need to check that and make any adjustments necessary. About 2 weeks ago, I went back by and there had been no change to the steps. They had actually been added on to be even more nearing completion. And I asked the contractor to provide me with a survey to show me that the steps did meet the easement. I got a copy of the survey. Steps did not meet the easement. I informed the contractor that he needed to move the steps. He said he would. Several days later, I rode by. Steps were completely finished. I notified the town attorney. Put stop work order on the job. Long story short, the property owners hired a local real estate attorney and has provided case law to the town attorney saying that since we're not using the drainage easement, the property owner has every right to use it for his steps. So I received direction from the town attorney that this is in fact okay, and I should release the stop work order. And I'm just letting council know to be aware. And
what happens if we need to use the easement in the future?
But
if we need to use that easement in the future, will they have to take their steps down?
Yes.
And they understand that?
Well, that's the law. It's our easement.
Yeah, but I want to be sure they understand that.
Well, I have passed that on to their attorney, and he agreed.
Okay.
I agree with it. We're not using it. It is their property. My only contention is that this easement affects 22 lots, and the other 21 properties didn't have a problem abiding by the easement. And I'm worried about future issues in regards to easements that are held by the town.
There's only one more lot that they build on up through there, isn't it?
I believe one or two.
Yeah.
So is 502 on the west side or the east side?
It's on the east side.
East side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thanks.
Wow. So is that true for all easements or just drainage easements that you can build in an easement?
It's true for all easements. Well, let me read you what the case law says.
Thank you.
It's one sentence.
Okay.
The owner of land that is subject to an easement has a right to continue to use his land in any manner and for any purpose that is not inconsistent with the reasonable use and enjoyment of the existing easement. That's the law. So if we're not going to use it, he has a right
okay.
to use it.
But if we have to put a drainage ditch there, we're going to rip his. He's going to rip his steps down.
That's right.
We'll put the drainage ditch in, or whatever. I send pipe these days. You don't need ditches anymore.
Yeah.
And then he would put his steps back if he wanted to.
Right.
At his cost.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we checked with Sonny, and Sonny says he has no use for it.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
So, what kind of direction can I get from council on this? Primarily for in the future when I run into a situation like this.
I think you should follow the same thing.
Same rules.
Mm-hmm. I think you should enforce the easement. I mean, if you and the town attorney want to tell them, hey, you can use it until we rip it out, but I think as a building inspector, you should enforce any easements of the town.
I think
you guys agree?
I think you did the right thing, John. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think John should continue to do what he has been doing, and if they want to take, you know, a position against that, then they can go ahead and do that for consideration, I guess. But okay. I think John should inform them on this is the drainage easement, and if you build there, you might have to rip it out.
Right.
And all of that needs to be in writing and really thoroughly documented in the file, so if it comes up later when none of us are here, right, it'll
yes,
be
ma'am.
Very, very clear.
That's one reason I want to bring this up tonight.
Thank you.
Good.
Why wouldn't we need an encroachment on this like we're doing the camp and easement. I mean, we had a different discussion about this one day in my office. It's my understanding, John, on the wrong track where we were supposed to not allow this to happen.
Your point?
You want this in writing, doesn't it need to legally be in writing?
Well, our easement's already on the deed.
We're dealing with case law. We're going to put it in writing. It's already written.
I mean, we could go to court saying we disagree. He could keep a stop order on and we could get in a lawsuit, but I don't know that that's going to help us. The easement's on the deed. So what are you thinking?
I believe she's referring to the encroachment agreements that we've been, well, we have allowed one on the deed.
For the pools?
Yes.
For the pools, right?
That's a different scenario.
Right.
All together, you're dealing with apples and oranges now.
I understand. I'm just trying to clarify, I believe, what she was bringing up.
Right. I think your point, though. So, in our communications from the building inspector, it should be a letter to them saying that we will enforce our easement on the deed if necessary for the interest of the town.
Right.
And that should be certified.
That would be unnecessary.
And that should be certified and in your records so that we know they got informed. Right,
yes, sir.
Thank you.
A couple of months ago, council authorized me to continue the fencing along the Oceanfront Park, along the back around where the electrical room is. We've had some problems with people walking around the fence there.